Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Epicurean Delights with your host, Randy Berg. And Randy is here to chat about all things food in Hastings. Great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Thanks. I like your shirt. Your shirt is very food-based.
It's hamburgers.
Yeah, I'm digging that.
Are we allowed to say Duluth Trading on here?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have some cool shirts.
Oh, that's from Duluth Trading?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very nice.
It's called a barbecue shirt.
Oh.
I have no idea why.
Well, I do, because you would wear that when you're out barbecuing.
I wore this to church 2 weeks ago.
Or to church. Either or.
But I can get away
with
that.
Don't you have a costume because you're a pastor? A pastor? Oof. What's happening? Are you taking a phone call right on the air?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
That's just a guy I've been calling for days trying to get a hold of.
And now he calls you. I once had a guest that took a phone call during his interview. I guess he forgot he was doing an interview, which is probably a good thing. But it was very awkward. That's why I went to taping my interviews versus...
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Anyway, great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
I play a little harmonica, did I tell you that?
You did not. When you say little, that's like an inch.
It's got four holes in it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
That is a little harmonica. Very cute. And what's the significance of that? It's adorable.
Nothing. I couldn't think of anything else to bring.
Because I do enjoy your props.
That's right.
Did you like the prop I sent you?
Hey, that was cool.
Okay. So I know that you have a thing for old menus.
Yes.
And you and I were chatting about Farrell's old menu a long time ago, and then you had some other old menus, but I came across a Pizza Hut old menu, and I have to tell you, that's pretty exciting. When you look back, this was from the...
1972.
Yeah, 1972. So I guess I didn't realize Pizza Hut was around in 72. When I think of pizza from my youth, I thought of Shakey's. Do you remember Shakey's?
Oh, yeah. Shakey's was a fun place.
Yeah. And I don't really... And maybe was there some local pizza places, but I didn't really think about all these pizza places that are around now, these big chains.
Right, right. I think... Well, Shakey's was a smaller chain. I think they pretty well died out. Pizza Hut, they were not doing well for a while, like 10 years ago, but they're doing well now.
What's the difference?
They classed up their act. I don't know. The pizza's just better.
Wow.
So that's good. But this old menu you sent me, $5 for a large meat lover's pizza?
Wow.
Man, I should order one right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you honor your menu prices?
You should ask them. Should we call? Should we call right while we're on the air here? That would be great fun.
That's right.
So at the time, they had some pizzas, and then they had sandwiches and some beverages and salads, and a bottle of beer was a dollar.
They had hoagies.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Do they have hoagies now?
I don't think so. $2 for a hoagie.
Yeah, that's pretty darn great.
Boy.
And salads were a dollar.
They used to say about a salad, you know, this isn't food. This is what food eats. But I like salads.
I do too. So yeah, Pizza Hut, you know, the Pizza Hut in Hastings, I think used to be more sit down than takeout or delivery. But I think now the Pizza Hut in Hastings is certainly more delivery or pickup than sit down.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. Well, I think they were real popular with that lunchtime buffet that they had.
Which went bye-bye.
Did it go bye-bye
before COVID?
I can't remember.
That killed it?
It did. I don't know why. But
they didn't seem to come back. Well, yes. But remember, during COVID, we didn't want to be touching other people's food. Or we didn't care about that. We just didn't want other people touching.
That's right.
Touching ours.
Just leave my food alone. Did you touch?
I can touch yours, but please don't touch.
Did you touch that cherry tomato?
So I think that
what I hear often at buffets is, please, sir, use the tongs. But it's much easier to grab the lettuce with my hand. So there's a lot of buffets I am not allowed to go to.
No, and maybe that's why they all went away. I'm not sure.
Probably me.
I do like a nice pizza buffet, though.
Yes.
Because sometimes I don't want to commit to a whole pie. I would like to just have a piece of something to see if I like it.
Sure. Like a pizza ranch.
Oh, remember Pizza Ranch? I do enjoy Pizza Ranch.
Well, they have a lot of those.
We're not here in town.
No,
I wish they did.
They should.
There was a good pizza buffet place in Invergrove Heights, but it has since closed, and it has been... Now Pizza Ranch is there, I think, instead. Or was it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
It's by the movie theater.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
it's close to B-52s. I can't think of what it was called, but yes, I do enjoy a good pizza buffet.
That's right.
And are there any buffets? Remember, Perkins used to have a salad bar.
Didn't they?
I thought they did.
I didn't know that.
Coburn's has a salad bar.
Okay, I haven't been there for that.
Yes. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anywhere else that has a salad bar still.
Kowalski's up in Woodbury had one, but you had to pay by weight. Not your weight, but the weight of the salad.
Yeah, we'd both go bankrupt.
What's your weight, sir? Can I go in metric instead of regular? Please help me out.
I weigh 2 stone.
I like going in an elevator where it says, you know, maximum weight 900 pounds. I say, okay, everybody yell out your weight. And I go, 125.
Well, I'm actually flying on a charter flight, and we had to give our weight. And this was the only time I didn't feel like fibbing, because you don't want the plane to crash.
That's right.
And so
Why are we listening to the right?
I was real honest.
I can see the ground from my window all the time. What is that?
So buffets have kind of gone out, but what are new concepts you think that are more popular? I think there's a lot more takeout, and I think that was a COVID positive thing.
Right.
Restaurants decided, you know what, I don't just have to be a pizza delivery place. I could actually, you know, DoorDash started coming around during that time, and you could do anything on the menu.
Right. And I think just people are going out more for meals, which is good to see. Downtown Hastings is
buzzing.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like the tables that are out in the street, and mm-hmm. that's just kind of
There's
fun.
There's an energy.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
So I think those restaurants that have they've stuck with it, whether it is Lock and Dam or
The Quarry or
Busted Nut.
Yes.
They have the absolute best chicken wings in town.
Oh,
they're massive.
They're massive.
Like from 30-pound chickens. These wings are just...
Are you sure they're chicken?
They might
be eagle wings.
Could be turkeys. I don't know. but they're great.
They're great. Well, that's good to know. Good. Yeah, there's lots of great places to eat. And have you been now to, I think, Broadway Pizza was just coming the last time you and I spoke.
Yes, and it's a great place. I encourage everybody to go there. Lots of good variety of foods.
Yes, I was surprised. Their menu is quite large. It's not just pizza.
That's right. That's right. And the new Japanese restaurant, I was talking to Lee, who is opening the new Japanese restaurant in town over where the Smoke and Oak was, where the other place was. What was it long before that? Was it a Hardee's?
It was Hardee's, yes. Hardee's, okay. Hardee's back in the day.
And then it was a bank.
It was a bank. Yeah.
Anyway, he said he's working on it, but it just takes so long to get permits and contractors to bring stuff. So it's longer than you think. So he said... I said, what should I tell people? 6 to 8 weeks. I said, what kind of food are you going to have? He said, it's going to be a very unique Japanese food. It'll be...
I don't think I know what Japanese food is.
There'll be some sushi, but that'll mm-hmm. be a whole... That's a whole different ball of wax.
Okay.
I'm thinking of... People either like sushi or don't. I don't care for sushi. But anyway, they have all kinds of other Japanese dishes, a lot of noodle type of things. There's a Japanese curry, he said, that's very different from the Thai curry.
Okay.
I don't think it's hotter. I think it's just a different flavor, different spices. So he will have room. It's all sit-down eating inside.
Will they come and wait on you?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So he's looking forward to that.
Okay.
I think they said they can seat maybe 80 people.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So he's excited about that.
Good.
And we'll have to make sure to visit it a number of times.
Absolutely.
And
so
they have to advertise with KDWA in Hastings, Minnesota.
You got it. So this is being opened by the same family that owns Beamy Thai.
Correct.
Okay.
His name is Lee.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So he's excited about it and just trying to get her off the ground.
And why Japanese food, did he say?
Because there is no place to get Japanese food in a sit-down restaurant within about 20 or 30 miles.
Wow.
So he said, you don't have to go all the way into the cities now. Just come here.
So I wonder where another place is. I don't even know if I know a Japanese restaurant.
I don't know. I said, I don't know. Don't push me. Anyway, we'll try it.
Yes, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
put away our Swedish palates for a while and try something new, right?
Something spicy.
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 That's right.
So are you a person that tries new food? Because I have to say, I kind of have my favorites, and then I don't like to deviate. But sometimes I am pleasantly surprised if I try something new.
Yes, so am I. Usually I order the same thing at Bimmy Thai, but I've branched out and now I've tried my wife's enough times, so I order what she orders.
Oh, okay. You like
That's it. That's right, yes. The pad cashew nut. Otherwise, I'm a Massaman curry guy.
Okay.
Or a pad Thai guy. If you like shrimp, they have good shrimp there. They're big and they're very tasty.
Yum.
Everything's good there.
Yes, I agree. No, we're very lucky.
But we won't talk about Bimmy Thai anymore.
Yes, we do.
We can get going on that. There's a lot of ice cream places opening up. I was surprised. There's this new one that is, we were going to go there again today, but they aren't open till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What time were you going to go? That seems like a perfectly fine
right after
time.
Lunch. I was going to go.
You were
right
going to go at 8 a.m.
Right after lunch, I was going to go, and it was too early.
Oh.
So it's the new one right on Main Street. What does that say? Something.
Creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme ice cream. And
yum.
It's very good ice cream.
Oh.
I asked the girl working in there when I had a sample. I said, what's your very best one?
Yes.
And she said, oh, it's the birthday cake. I said, what are you like at? 16? She said, yeah. But I tried it, and it was really good. Homemade ice cream.
But what's the birthday cake part? Is there birthday cake in it?
I don't know, but it's nice and it's sweet, and it probably has sparkles in it. And,
okay. Well, yeah. That's awesome.
You get a little crown to wear on your head.
So birthday cake ice cream is what we should ask for. How many flavors do they have, though?
Oh, they have a lot. I didn't even see. Maybe 30?
Okay, and are you a cone person or do you like it in a dish?
I just was at Schoolhouse Scoop. And
yes.
I said, hey, why should people come to Schoolhouse Scoop? He said, well, you can get in and out here fast. They have some sandwiches that they serve from 11 till 2.
Ice cream sandwiches?
No, sandwiches.
Oh.
Like my wife had a turkey, like a turkey dinner sandwich, you know, with cranberries or
yum.
And turkey and cheese. She said it was so good.
Oh.
So they serve some of those sandwiches during just the lunch hours. And then
okay.
A lot of good ice creams. So I had a dish of it today.
You had a dish of it.
Yeah.
So do you ever do a cone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And are you a sugar cone or a cake cone?
I will go with a waffle cone.
I'm a waffle cone person, too. Right.
Especially
except
if somebody else is paying.
They're so big. They're just gigantic, though, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know, but you can't go wrong with a waffle cone.
No, but then the new place opening up right on 17th or 16th, 18th and Vermilion.
Okay.
That's the old dairy store.
Oh, tell me what it's going to be.
I think they're going to serve ice cream there, too.
Oh.
And some other things.
What? I had not heard this. This is great.
Yes. I just talked to the guy selling me sweet corn yesterday, and he said, yeah, the owner of that store is, I said, when are they going to open? I thought it was happening soon. Well, they're working on it. So that should be open in the next little while.
Well, I know that they had a sign out that they were hiring, but I didn't know really what they were hiring for.
Sure.
Okay, well, that'll be nice.
That'll be nice. I live only about 8 blocks away from there, so that's real nice.
Really nice. So let's talk about sweet corn. Boy, how many ways do you like to eat it?
Oh, just mostly constantly.
Yeah, isn't it good?
It's so good.
It is. And it's so pure.
It's just, it's wonderful. I was in a sweet corn eating contest once. Does that surprise you? We all had to weigh in first.
Does it surprise you if I say no? What? You had to weigh in first?
No,
oh, dear. Okay.
No.
Was it the number of ears?
Yeah, I think
or?
It was the number you could eat in 5 minutes. I think I eat 15 ears.
Oh, boy. Did you even chew it?
Oh, sure. Just get all that.
Oh, boy.
A lot of butter. And oh, my.
I don't even like butter or salt on mine. I'm just a purist. And my husband said...
He said, what's wrong with you?
No, he said, that's how the pigs eat it.
That's how the pigs eat it. Well, I'm glad he can say that. I'm glad he can say what he thinks. Some people can't.
So, no, I'm a big fan of sweet corn. Yum. Yum, yum, yum. And I like the big kernels. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do too.
That are kind of orange.
Yes.
Those, I don't know if that's good or bad or how you get those kind, but that's the kind I like.
Supposedly it's not very good for you, but I don't care.
Yeah, well, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have some sitting on the counter as we speak here.
Oh, yum.
Ready for us to cook tonight.
Yum, yum. Are you a shucker from way back, or do you shuck before you make it? Or
Some people
put it on the grill.
I've tried that. It's a little too much work.
Okay. What do you do then?
Now, the cool way of doing it that I just learned from somebody, although you waste a little bit of corn, you cut off at the, not the pointy end, the other end.
Yep.
You cut it off so it's even.
Okay.
And then you put the whole thing in the microwave for a couple minutes. Then you take it out and then you just shake it and it all comes out and there's no strings on it.
What? I don't do that. What? What? I mean, I shuck my corn and then I wrap it in a wet paper towel and I put it in the microwave.
And there's still maybe some strings on it.
For sure.
Of course. And but this way, you cut off the other end, not the shucking end, the other end.
Yep.
And then you put that in, the whole thing.
With the green part and everything?
Yes. Put it in there.
Okay.
For, I don't know if it's 3 minutes or
something. Yeah, sounds about right.
And then you have to wear a glove or something, but
you can
shake it out of the area that you just cut off.
Okay.
And the whole thing will come out, and there will be no strings on it. Oh. No strings attached.
No.
You know how many strings, how many, what are they called? What's it called?
I know what you're saying. Corn.
The corn.
Husk. No, the husk is probably the
hair,
outside.
The hair.
The hair. It
claws,
is.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's,
You know how many of those are on each cob? As many as kernels. There's one for every kernel.
No, there's not.
Yes.
What? Did you learn that from the corn guy, too?
No.
Oh. You came with that knowledge?
I could have just made it up.
I think you did.
But no, I did look it up.
That is fascinating.
How many kernels of corn are on a good cob of corn? And maybe it's 700.
Ooh.
So there's 700 little strings.
Huh. I didn't know that. I'm going to go home and try your trick, and I'll report back.
Okay.
Have you tried your trick?
I have.
And it works?
It does.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I may try it tonight.
Oh, yum.
We'll see.
Yeah, that sounds great. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Boy, I don't know. There's a lot of, I like the concerts downtown
on
Thursday nights.
For sure.
Do you know about the concerts?
Yes, of course. And there's food trucks that go with it.
Yes. But the ABBA group, the ABBA-solutely group.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, they were good.
So fun. That went, and it was packed. Thousands of people. Yeah.
It was a good time.
It's a good time to be alive, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, next month, I'm excited to chat with you more about perhaps some of these newer places that are going to be opening.
Maybe they'll be opening.
Maybe.
Maybe we can give out free stuff.
Maybe. This has been another edition of Epicurean Delights with your host, Randy Berg, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.